It's the starting Brayley, Jaden Brayley. Left side, Townsend. He gets it to Capel. Capel gets a pass out to Morris. And Morris scores a beautiful Cronulla Sharks try. Oh, that looked nice. Ball's come loose, picked Brimson. Up by Brimson. Brimson's away. He scooped up a loose ball for the Titans. And he's dived over out of absolutely nothing. Now, Brayley goes to Flanagan.
Yep.
Goes to Townsend, out to Aaron Gray. Aaron Gray gets another try in the corner. Welcome back to first grade, Aaron Gray.
Brought down by the Farrah. Jumps out of dummy half. There's no markers. He pushes away from Tamo. He's got Brooks Fleming up on his outside. Comes to the fullback. Gives it to Brooks. It's a foot race. It's all over. Oh, it's another. The Tigers go back to back.
Marshall to Madison.
Gorgeous pass. Thompson Dover untouched. Oh, the West Tigers. And 11 minutes. You just want to bottle up.
Big play from the Broncos as now they shift to the right-hand side. Milford, too good, scores. Milford holds up. Boyd, long pass. It goes across to Oates. Oates to the line. Try! Well, they go down the left so well. They did it. It was clinical. Milford with a grubber kick. They've opened up. Boyd scores the try. Oh, Anthony Milford, you superstar.
Levi, Pierce. Got it away to Fitzgibbon. He'll get up and go again. And this should be a try. Pierce intercepted by Remus Smith. Remus Smith's away. And they're not going to catch Remus. Oh, beautiful intercept. Goes out right side. Puts on a step. Ponga. He's away. Ponga. Over the 20. Over the 10 goes Kalen. And brings it around. And puts it down right under the sticks to wrap it up for Newcastle. Oh, magic round.
What a weekend it was, MG. The first ever magic round up in Brisbane. You enjoy it?
I loved it. I loved it. So did 135,000 people who went through the gates, and at an average of just over 33,000 people per game. I'm not sure about the TV ratings, but I bet you they're through the roof.
They would be. Lots to break down from the weekend. We're going to share all of our learnings from the first ever Magic Round very shortly. We want to get your thoughts as well at Rush Hour Triple M on socials. And MG, one team in particular, their performance has got you ready to smash the panic button.
Well, it's not so much the team, it's their coach with a decision he made on the weekend that I'm still scratching my head about.
All right, we'll get to that very shortly. Your chance to win your way into a corporate box-style seating for the Sydney Swans Collingwood game in a couple of weeks before 7 o'clock. And Mark Bosnich will tell us why Sydney FC can win this weekend's A-League Grand Final just after 6:30. But up next, MG, Clint Gutherson has been handed a contract ultimatum by the Parramatta Eels.
Mm.
Sign before the end of the week or we start looking for a new fullback.
Take the money, Clint. Take the money, brother.
MG's going to tell us why Clint should take the money next. This is The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Parramatta co-captain Clint Gutherson has 96 hours to decide if he wants to stay at the Eels. This is The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
Trending now.
MG, Michael Chamis on NRL.com has posted a piece just moments ago saying that Parramatta are preparing to withdraw their offer to Clint Gutherson at the end of the week if the skipper doesn't agree to the deal on the table, which is a three-year, $1.95 million deal.
Yeah, which is about $650 for 3 years. And I think, look, if I was Clint, I would sign right now. I'm not Clint Butt. And after last weekend's game, he might have had 50K knock off that original offer. Because it's starting to affect their season, Liam, and it's quite evident that his frustration on the weekend boiled over to a Clint Gutherson that we don't usually see, especially when Sivo got Simbin and he went towards Henry Perenara like a madman. That's not Clint Gutherson.
No.
That's not his play. He's never renowned for that. So obviously it's affecting him.
Well, this is him about a week ago speaking about that exact frustration you're talking about, MG.
I'm very sick of it, but every fan takes it a different way. So I think it's just the frustrating part of that, but also just having it in every headline, everything like that. So it's hopefully it gets done sort of soon and can move on from it.
So the Eels have forced Gutherson's hand. They've given him till the end of the week to accept the deal. Again, it's a three-year deal, $1.95 million deal. The sticking point appears to be, from all reports, that Clint and his manager want a fourth year attached to the deal.
Well, these days you don't really give more than 3 years to, you know, players that haven't played Origin.
Two knee injuries.
Haven't won a grand final. Hasn't really done much in the game as far as besides potentially. You know, and that you can't spend money on potential. You know, I think $650 a year, between $650 and $700,000 a year is a fantastic offer for a bloke like Clint Gutherson. He's only 24. Now, he's got plenty of time to get the big bucks if he starts doing stuff that makes him...
Yeah, puts him into that next level.
At the moment, he's not in the next level. And it shows... Look, if he's next level, Parramatta don't get beat 64-10 by the Melbourne Storm. Mm. Same as Mitchell Moses, same as Brad Arthur. Mm. You don't get beat by 50 points by any team in this competition if you haven't got your head on something else. At the moment, you can't tell me that this is not affecting the three of them blokes I just mentioned. Mitchell Moses, Clint Gutherson, and Brad Arthur. Mm. It's got to have an effect on the three of them. When their contract disputes are getting played out in the newspapers and the TV daily, it's got to affect you.
And if Brad Fittler's sticking with the same policy he had last week around Origin, last year around Origin, beg your pardon, about not picking blokes who have contract disputes up in the air, this rules them out of Origin.
Not a chance. Yeah.
From Parramatta's perspective, they've also got their sights set on one of your boys, Dallin Boteni-Zelezniak, with the rumours that they want to sign him before June 30 deadline so they can have him this year.
I think that's why the accelerated offer has hit the table. They know that if Clint Gutherson says no, well, they've got a ready-made replacement in Dallin Boteni-Zelezniak, who's...
Wants to play fullback.
Well, that shocked me the other day when I heard that, but nothing really shocks me in rugby league anymore as far as contracts go. I thought for a sec, you know what, that shocks me, but no, it doesn't. Because it's a rugby league contract, and they're worth this bit of paper that I'm scrunching up right here.
Would you want, if Dallin went to the Eels, would you want Clint?
Yes.
At the Panthers?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Very quickly as well, the other bit of news that broke today, Dylan Walker has been cleared to resume playing for Manly effective immediately after he was acquitted of assault charges against his partner. This was NRL boss Todd Greenberg speaking today.
Dylan Walker will be available now, so he'll be available for selection based on his not guilty finding last week in the court. So the Manly club will be free to select him.
Yeah, he's had his day in court, been found not guilty, play on, and he's come back at a very important time for Manly, who need players like him.
Yeah, he's available for Sunday's game against Cronulla. He was stood down in February, for those that don't remember, under the NRL's no-fault stand-down policy. And as Todd Greenberg and Peter Beattie have said, I think it seems to be working at the moment.
I think it is working.
Dylan comes back into the game now. And
touch wood that nothing's happened since these incidents. So that's a pretty big... stick to be holding at the players. If you stuff up, you're gone.
Absolutely. All right, we want to talk about Magic Round next. 133353, what did you learn from the weekend? The first ever Magic Round held up in Brisbane. MG's got some big learnings he's taken out of it. And we want to know what you think as well. 133353, what did you learn from the weekend? Maybe you're a Parramatta Eels supporter. Maybe you're a Melbourne Storm supporter. And you learned that your side is very, very good. It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. We're coming off the back of the first ever Magic Round, MG. You saw something over the weekend that has you ready to push the panic button very shortly.
Uh-huh.
But we want to talk about learnings from the weekend of footy first. 133353, what did you learn from the weekend of footy?
Yeah, well, I mentioned earlier in the show how much I loved Magic Rounds. 135,000 people went through the gates. But it was ticket purchases originated from 10 countries outside of Australia and New Zealand, including the US, UK and France, and about 10,000 children were engaged through 23 schools and junior club visits by the NRL players, which means so many people got affected by Magic Round. I loved it. I think that it was a festival-type atmosphere, and it's here to stay, and I think that we're going to have big stadiums all around the country trying to vie for it.
Absolutely. David and Reesby, what did you learn from the Magic Round?
Mate, it was unreal. I went up there for 7 games, flew up in Sydney. Every day was like a festival. It was like the grand final in Sydney.
You went to every game, Dave?
Yeah, it cost about $128 for 7 games.
Oh, wow.
Friday morning, just flew back into Sydney now.
Oh, fantastic, mate. You're a true blue supporter.
Mate, it was unreal. Didn't have to line up for a beer. You know, the food was great. Get up whatever you wanted, Red Rooster, pizza, whatever.
Let's give Dave for your continued support of the NRL. We're going to give you a Stay Random Sydney T-shirt, my friend.
Good on you, mate. Thank you.
Thanks, Davey.
Nice work, Dave. That's commitment.
I also learned that the top three teams, i.e., the Storm, the Rabbitohs, and the Roosters, are starting to pull away from the rest.
Oh, right.
In a big way. Yeah. And if I had to nominate one or maybe two clubs that might chase them down, one is the Sharks. And the Smoky, the Knights.
You reckon the Knights could... So
they're starting to look like all the you know, the fanfare before the season started. Yep.
All right. So you got those three teams in a category of them, their own, the Roosters, yes, Rabbitohs, and Storms. Yep. But you're nominating the Sharks and the Knights as a roughie. Dom hit us up on Twitter at Rush Hour Triple M. He learnt that teams should call in sick if they're going to play the Storm.
Well,
the Warriors probably wish they did.
Yeah, well, Sharks beat them last week, and the Warriors nearly beat them the week before that. So,
Andrew in the Blue Mountains, what did you learn from the weekend of footy?
That the Magic Round is awesome, and that Penrith might be getting wooden spoon. I'd be putting a line through them.
Yeah, I don't know about the wooden spoon, Andy, but I'm definitely putting a line through the Panthers at the moment. After what we saw last week, we thought, you know, they're going to bounce back after the Raiders and playing against the Tigers up there. 11 tries in 11 minutes, 4 tries in 11 minutes. So it's the first 10 minutes of the game where you're at your most pumped and amped and ready to roll, and your defensive line is your fortress. But what we saw from Penrith was the opposite to that. And for my brother-in-law, Greg Alexander, who's part of the coaching staff and part of one of the board of directors, for him to come out and say something against our former club, you know that they're stuffing up in a big way, because Brandy's very reserved.
Tony and Ride, what did you learn from the weekend of footy?
A couple of things. A concept. I think the new stadium in Parramatta is built to host this tournament in a couple of years' time.
Yeah, good call.
And I think it'd be great to see it go to Melbourne, you know, clash with the AFL schedule, see if you can get the crash down there. But I think it'd be great to promote the AFL down there with it.
Yeah, I like it.
All right, they're very good learnings. The other thing I think Tony had up there was that Des Hasler's a genius.
He's a genius.
He's so going all right. Matthew Nolan sent through on Twitter. He learnt that league fans can get along. Caxton Street Saturday night and plenty of fun banter from many different club supporters.
Yeah,
and that, given what we're seeing in AFL at the moment with continued punch-ups in the crowd.
What's the go there?
That's another
chat for another day, but that's getting a little bit out of hand then.
Absolutely. But you're spot on, Matthew Nolan, at Rush Hour Triple M. You sent that tweet in that you had teams, you had 16 different teams,
yep,
supporters,
different,
all in the one city, and I haven't heard a single report about incidents.
It was embraced, I think, because we all wanted to feel good about this magic round. It was magic. It was simply magic.
All right, this is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. We have got to hit the panic button. We've talked up Magic Round, but MG, something you've seen over the weekend.
Well, it's a coach or maybe two coaches.
Two coaches?
Possibly.
All right, this is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG's going to hit the panic button next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Your chance to win your way into a corporate box-style seating with a mate for the Sydney Swans Collingwood game. The Pies are back in town in a classic Mangrook clash at the SCG Swans. The Collingwood next Friday, May 24th. Tickets are available from Ticketek, or you can win those passes. We're giving away a double every day this week. Coming up before 7 o'clock, MG, little bit of breaking news. Jamie Panderamp from the Daily Telegraph has reported that there is expected to be unanimous support from the three-person panel to sack Israel Folau over his code of conduct breach.
Wow.
So it looks like Israel Folau's time with Rugby Australia is done, and he'll walk away empty-handed as well.
Yeah, well, what was the first initial offer? $1 million?
Yeah, there are reports of $1 million offer from Rugby Australia to walk away.
Okay. It's been messy, hasn't it?
That's a tough loss. If you're offered $1 million, you say no, and then
when you can go back and say, okay, I've changed my mind.
I'll take $1 million. Is it still on the table?
Yeah.
Can we still have that?
Can we have, like, you know, something?
Hey, guys, I've breached. Yeah. I'll acknowledge that.
Yeah.
Just put the $1 million. I'll give you my bank details. Here's my BSB.
BSB and account number.
Time to do this.
Ladies and gentlemen, panic!
Panic.
Well, the panic button this week is for a couple of coaches who I've noticed made some pretty critical errors in their interchange in games on the weekend. First of all, it was Dragons v Warriors. Young Lomax was in the centres. Their team was up 18-12 with about 20 to go. Then Mary McGregor replaced him. The kid's got it. The kid has got it. Mm. And I thought, why would you be taking him off now? And the proof was in the pudding, because being up 18-12, they went down to lose 26-18. And Russell Aiken, I think if Russell Aiken isn't good enough to play 80 minutes, why is he good enough to play 20 minutes as an interchange player?
You call him Russell Aiken?
No. What's his first name?
Ewan.
Ewan. Oh. Sorry, Ewan. Look, I know you've got to carry maybe sometimes an outside back, just to, you know, for HIO and stuff, but I think the days are gone where you carry a back in your, on your interchange. Well, Zach Lomax should have played the whole game. He should have finished it, and I think Dragons would have won.
All right.
The other one was baffling. Reid Marnie, he's been mentioned as the Queensland hooker to take over from Cameron Smith and to all those before him. The kid's a gun. So to my surprise, when the team sheets were read out the Storm on the weekend, Terapo was named at hooker. And when we watched the game unfold, Clint Gutherson for the first 20 or 25 minutes was playing dummy half. That's a bad decision. Bad, bad decision from Brad Arthur. I don't know what he tried to do, whether he tried to outfox Bellamy, whether he tried to be, you know, surprised that we're here. Clint Gutherson's hooker, well, it didn't work because Reid Marnie makes 50 to 60 tackles a game, and they could have done with him the first 20 minutes of that game, I'll tell you now.
Is that the sign of a coach? This, again, comes back to this contract situation. I know the club has issued an ultimatum to Clint Gutherson, but they've put a June deadline before they will...
A time frame
before they'll decide on the Brad Arthur contract. Is that a coach maybe, you know, reaching the end of his tether?
Look, it's over complicating things to try and, you know, obviously he knows Craig Bellamy's, you know, workings. He's coached under him. But to try and go big against Melbourne, like because Solomona started, I suppose his mentality was start the biggest pack we can. But that's taking too much away from Marnie. Marnie's legit. Marnie's a legit number nine. And I think the fact that he put him on the bench, he suffered because of it. His team didn't get off to a good start defensively. And Reid Marnie is the defensive coordinator.
All right.
He gets them going. So two coaches with a bit of a panic button on the weekend, and I think both contributed to their loss.
Nothing for your mob, Penrith Panthers?
I said before with the call, they're gone.
Oh, so you're not even... You've disconnected the panic button.
Well, last week I said the panic button, but to score four tries in 11 minutes, they didn't turn up. And that's the most concerning part.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, we've got to talk some A-League. Mark Bosnich will join us to tell us why Sydney FC can win this weekend's grand final.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
And they quickly get to Ninkovic, and the Fonda's in behind. Make it five! We've seen a 5-0 in a big blue before, but never in a final.
And Sydney FC went on to win that one 6-1. The grand final this weekend, Sydney FC taking on Perth Glory. We welcome this man from Fox Sports. He's doing a ripping job covering the A-League season thus far. Mark Bosnich, good evening, Boz.
Afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Fantastic, mate. I think it's fair in saying, Boz, that these two teams have probably been the best all season. They deserve to be where they are.
Yeah, 1 and 2. I think that's a very fair comment. Both sides finished that way. Obviously, Perth Glory winning the Premier's plate and Sydney finishing second. Now they will meet each other in the grand final. They've played each other three times this year, Sydney triumphing twice. So very, very close during the season. So all looking forward to this Sunday.
Boz, you couldn't have two different games leading into this. Obviously, Sydney FC 6-1 dominant victory over Melbourne FC. And on the other side, Perth Glory getting it done in penalties against Adelaide United.
What about Liam Reddy?
Wasn't he outstanding? What do you think is the better lead-in game to have?
Oh, for me personally, I would like to win 6-1. That's nice and convincing. But look, Perth have got the home ground advantage. That's huge. And they should be getting probably between 50 and 60,000 people over there in the West, and that's going to be a huge thing to overcome for Sydney, but they've done it before.
Glory have only lost three games this year, Bozza. Two of them are Sydney. How much do we read into that?
Well, not so much the second one, which was a couple of weeks ago. Perth Glory pretty much put out a second team. They'd won the Premier's Plate, which is the minor premiership, for those who don't know, the week before. So they're obviously celebrating a lot during that week and put a second team out. The first two games, you can take a little bit out of it. The first one, Sydney FC triumphed over there in the West. Second one, Perth won. The thing I will say, the crucial player for Perth, one of the most important players that you have to say in the whole league, Diego Castro, he didn't start in the game that Perth lost to Sydney. So that's something that probably can read into a little bit. He will be starting barring any type of freak injury or so forth, he will be starting on Sunday, so that's going to be absolutely crucial.
All right, Bozza, who do you think wins?
Look, as a Sydney sider, I would like to see Sydney win, but I really can't go past Perth. There you go. So hopefully that covers all bases.
You can watch the grand final, of course, on Fox Sports Channel 505 this Sunday, 6:30 p.m. Sydney time. Bozza, it would be remiss of us not to quickly touch on the Premier League, which wrapped up this morning.
Yeah. How enthralling.
Man City getting it done. They did what they needed to do. And Liverpool, despite, I think it's the third highest points total ever, they've finished running it up.
Yeah, well, an amazing season. It's been an amazing week for football in general. But for Manchester City to go on a run by winning, I think it was something close, I think it was 14 games straight. Mm. Liverpool won 9 games straight. It just shows that the quality of both sides has been absolutely amazing. And you have to say, congratulations, obviously, to Manchester City. They've been close to perfection in the league all season. But for Liverpool FC to lose only one game throughout the whole season and not to come out champions, like I said, it really does show the quality. And then the fact that English teams have got two teams in the Champions League final, Liverpool versus Spurs, and the Europa final. Yeah, and the Europa final as well, Chelsea-Arsenal, really does show what a great season it has been for the Premier League.
To give our listeners a bit of perspective on that, it's not 97 points Liverpool finished with to come second. Leicester, when they won that fairy tale 5,000-1, they won the EPL with 81 points.
Yep.
Now, tonight as well, the Dolan Warren Awards, for those only unaware, this is the Dally M of the A-League Awards. Tonight, you can watch the award ceremony 7 o'clock on Fox Sports 505. Mark Bosnich, who will you be wearing tonight? Who will you be dressed by?
No one. I've got to present a couple awards early doors and then go straight off to Bill and Boz.
So you're going out Starkers? What are you wearing?
I'll be in and out. There you go.
Bill and Boz, an absolute must-watch tonight after Mark Bozich, no doubt, has a couple of cheeky champagnes at the awards ceremony.
No. We've got some serious subjects to cover tonight, so no one's
there. Yeah, mate. Yeah. Keep up the great work,
Mark Bozich from Fox Sports, thank you. We love chatting with you on the show.
Take care, guys.
Not champagne. It's...
What's his preference?
Shiraz.
Oh, you've had some drinks with Boz before, haven't you?
Yes.
That is a... Oh. I talk about wanting to have a beer with Nathan Brown of the Newcastle Knights. Sitting at the bar with you and Mark Bosnich on a night out is right up there as well.
We should put a little hit list up for our Christmas
party. Can we have a special drinks where you, me, Nathan Brown, Mark Bosnich?
Let's have a hit list up.
All right. 133353, we've got to give away some AFL tickets. If you want to win your way to go and see the Swans taking on Collingwood at the SCG in a couple of weeks' time.
Behind glass.
Oh,
yeah.
133353, give us a call.
If you don't listen, you'll miss the best in sport. All codes, every kind of battle ball, and all the on and off-field stories. Triple M's Rush Hour with MG.
And Liam Flanagan here as well. MG, something we didn't get to on tonight's show was the injury crisis that happened over the weekend.
Yeah, well, we like to give here on the Rush Hour.
We do.
And especially the podcast subscribers, because tonight we dug down into this with the NRL physio. Thank you, Brian, for joining us. Mm. Discussing the influx of injuries over the weekend, or was it an influx?
Mm.
Was it? Or was it just an overreaction?
If you want to hear our conversation with the NRL physio, MG has a very strong take on this, exclusively on the Triple M app. Grab the app, subscribe to the Rush Hour with MG Catch Up podcast. It's up right now.
Yep.
You can go and get it. Make sure you grab the Triple M app.
Once our show's over, but...
Yes, keep listening, then go and get it. But Extra Time podcast, we're going to be putting those up all the time.
Is that your idea, calling it Extra Time?
No, Digital Tony gave us that one.
Oh, well, I'm going to say it's good then.
Speaking of giving things away, MG, we have got a double to give away to the Swans Collingwood game on Friday, 24th of May at the SCG. It's going to be a classic Mangrook clash. Tickets are available from Ticketek right now, or you can win them. Nick,
yes.
In French's Forest, you've just got to answer a very simple question for us.
Far away.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure you were there, Nick. The Swans win over the Bombers. What did Dane Rampey do to almost stuff it up?
Spider-Man.
A little bit more information?
He tried to climb the goalpost to stop the goal from scoring.
Yeah. That is correct, Nick. Congratulations. You and a mate are heading along. You got deluxe seating. You got two Swans merch packs and $50 food voucher to spend on the night.
Wow.
Thank you very much. Very, very happy.
Good on you, Nick. Thanks for listening to the show, mate.
Did you see that incident?
Oh, what a buffhead. It was a brain fade. We've had him in here. He's a good bloke. I didn't... What the... And then he called the. Then he said something to the ump.
I've got that audio for you here. Dane Rampey almost. He should have been awarded a free kick to the Bombers under the letter of the law. But then there was this moment in the game when he got caught holding the ball.
Oh, he played on. Stringer got him. He was called to go, and Stringer was awake to it.
I called it three times.
It's all my little girl.
For those that couldn't quite hear it,
I called it three times.
It's all my little girl.
I've called it three times. You talk like a little girl. He could have been sent off for that.
He's been asked for a please explain by the AFL.
I think so.
speaking of that, MG,
yeah.
Was a massive weekend of sport.
All over the world.
We got some Say What to play up next.
My favourite segment.
Great audio. This is the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
This is the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9, Triple M. We're almost done for you Monday. Great to be back. Don't forget our Extra Time podcast today, yeah. MG. We were joined by the NRL physio to break down this injury crisis that happened.
Epidemic. Inverted commas. Isn't he a lovely man, the NRL physio?
It's absolutely worth listening to. Grab the Triple M app. It's exclusively available there if you want to have a listen. But, MG, we need to. There was a heap of other sport that we've got to talk about, so we're going to play this.
Say what?
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 Say what? Say what?
I'm going to put a bit of a twist on it, MG.
Okay.
I'm going to play you a snippet of audio.
Yep.
I need you to tell me what sporting event it was from.
Okay.
Based on the cheer, okay? First up.
I'll get real.
All right, stuff.
EPL.
That's got nice shaping, and it's an absolute beauty. Ilkay Gundogan, reach out and touch it. It is City's now, and they have clinched it in stellar style.
Yeah, Man City getting it done there against Brighton Hove Albion. Matt Ryan, the Aussie in goals, did his best, couldn't keep it out, and Man City win another title. Liverpool, 97 points.
That's unbelievable. It's astonishing when you think that Leicester, as we spoke to with Mark Bosnich, were 81 points when they won it a few years ago.
Well done to Man City. All right, next one. Some booze mixed in there.
AFL?
Incorrect.
UFC? UFC.
For the winner by unanimous decision, Alexander the Great Volkanovski.
Hey, you know, I just want to say thanks, Brazil. What an experience. I'm sorry it wasn't the fight you wanted. Aldo, enough of my respect. You're a legend. Thank you for that.
Wow, didn't he just pick him apart?
Alex the Great Volkanovski.
We've had him in the studio. He's a fantastic bloke. We can't wait to get him in again because next time he could be fighting for the big belt against Holloway.
Yeah, he destroyed a legend of UFC, Jose Aldo, in his hometown over the weekend.
Which not easy to do.
This is all building towards a big UFC card here in Sydney, MG.
Oh, yeah.
It's building.
With Whittaker and now Volkanovski. And
all right, I've got one more for you.
Me and you. That gives me goosebumps thinking about it. Kawhi Leonard today for the Toronto Raptors.
It's off to Leonard, defended by Simmons. Is this the dagger?
What a way to lose when you've got the ball, Kawhi Leonard. Actually, the ball hit the ring, and the buzzer went off. But that actually went boing.
You could hear it there.
Hit twice, hit three times, and then went in.
And then dropped in. I think it hit the back wall once. So technically, it got four bounces and fell. And the physics of it, MG, the way it comes out of the hand, it hit the front of the rim. It shouldn't have bounced
forward.
It was remarkable.
Yeah, when it's your day, it's your day. When it's not, it's not.
But it does mean that Aussie Ben Simmons, his season is done. The Philadelphia 76ers going out there to the Toronto Raptors.
So. But Aussie Andrew Bogut is still alive.
Still alive with the Golden State Warriors.
Wow, that was a massive show.
That was a big show. That was a big show. Producer Charlie's just telling me, okay. Do you really want to play this?
Oh, the red button. Press that. Yeah, this is my little... just press it.
All right. I believe this is from Triple M AFL's Sunday Rub Show down in Melbourne.
It is, and it's got to do with someone in this room.
Let's listen to the final thrilling moments of that match last night.
Gawn sends it towards 50. They need a mark. Oh, Hunt came strong. It falls to Hart. He just needs to score. He sends it to the goal line. Oh, Tommy Mack dropped it. Just get it through, Tommy.
Hit the post.
He's hit the post. The point will be enough for the D's.
Oh, wow.
You would not read about it. The D's have won it with a point in the final seconds of the game.
Who was a 12-year-old kid calling that game?
That was Liam Flanagan, and I'm happy to finally hear someone call the football with a higher-pitched voice than me, because they are few and far between.
Well, that was very good, mate. You did sound like your cags were getting squeezed.
I got a bit excited. It was an exciting game. That was, I called the D's Suns game on the weekend. I did get a bit excited
but
towards the end.
Wasn't a really good game to the end, was it?
It was. To Wayne Carey and Mark Howard.
Yeah, we'll take them on.
Get stuffed.
Yeah. Leave the kid alone, boys, eh? He's my squealer.
All right, hey, we got to go. Yeah, it's been an outstanding show. Tomorrow, your True Blues, when
yes.
you pick your New South Wales
we've got
side.
We've got a couple of changes.
Got a couple of changes?
Yes. Thanks to Tony, Digital Tony and Charlie behind the scenes. And he's Liam. I'm MG. You make sure you stay around him, Sydney.